labor in surrogacy, surrogacy as labor. The debate over the use of the body is at the heart of the development and use of new biotechnologies. Oocytes donation, commercial surrogacy, contributions for stem cell research, and clinical trial participation are some of the ways in which people undergo biological processes, very often stimulated, or make bodily contributions either in exchange for money or in kind or as a promise for future treatment. When considering the question of surrogacy as labor, it is important to map out and understand key patriarchal constructions, the logic of capital and market, and how they converge at various points. The concept of labor has always been at the center of feminist debates and theorization. The classical concept of labor is that of a socially recognized, productive activity that operates on the principle of exchange in the present capitalist society. This understanding of labor, however, has to be located as a historical construction where the separation of home and family and its identification with a private sphere were created in opposition to labor outside the home and seen as the public sphere of all commercial activities and those establishing one as a citizen. This dichotomy was also seen to be the basis of sexual division of labor, accompanied by power organized both materially as well through accompanying ideology of natural gender roles and relations. Feminist scholarship has noted the construction of this distinction with the advent of Western capitalism and explained that the creation of this so-called unproductive realm of activity associated traditionally with women itself is a creation of capitalist economy, which has been crucial in sustaining. Page 13. Capitalist Relations of Production. Note reference, 37. Feminist critiques and activism have traversed a long path from critiquing its invisibilization to its informalization. Childbearing and child-rearing have always been seen as part of a naturalized, non-commercial, and most of all, non-productive activity, often colored by motherly love and nurturance. Surrogacy has effectively destabilized the popular understanding of labor, where the separation of home and family and its identification with the private sphere was created in opposition to work outside home and seen as the public sphere of all commercial activities and those establishing one as a citizen. Surrogacy is not understood as formal wage work. The question that is at the heart of the debate is, what establishes this kind of labor as valuable and how much? Furthermore, does surrogate imply a patient, or worker, a participant, or an equal contracting party? Is she the mother / is she a mother? What is the basis of kinship and claim over the child and is there a hierarchy of bodily contribution itself? In a bid to mobilize biological resources and participation for the needs of the industry and market, these technologies can also generate encounters that create friction with the existing social relations and hierarchies of gender, class, caste, and religion. Additionally, the possibilities of reproductive choices and decision-making with regard to children, family, and income can itself be a site for struggle over entitlements, recognition, self-perception, and membership in extended family networks and larger communities. New markets for women's labor under globalization deploy women's bodies in highly gendered and sexualized roles. While surrogacy pushes the limits of women's labor from the private to the public and from care to work, the accompanying technological interventions in their bodies pose serious threats to their health due to the use of a large quantity of hormonal drugs and injections needed to sustain the surrogate pregnancy. FAMA's 2012 research shows that a surrogate's informed consent is often not sought during the surrogacy process. Commercial surrogacy brings women's reproductive labor into the market in an unprecedented manner and poses a challenge to ideological constructs of the family, to the perceived separation of the family from the market, and indeed to the very basis of kinship. In this scenario, women's reproductive labor is being performed in a particular configuration. The nature of this labor changes when it transgresses these norms and enters the marketplace. To scrutinize the norms as well as the rationale governing this labor once it is commercialized, and at the same time to examine how the prevalent social norms and meanings are alternately negotiated and deployed. It is important to understand that this subversion is located within an industry that is operating in the context of the increasingly liberalizing economic policies of the state, of an established and flourishing privatized health sector, and the availability of women's cheap labor. On one level, the subversive potential lies in the fact that childbearing is considered as a commercial act, for which women are being remunerated. On the other, The challenges to the understanding of the biological basis of parentage and kinship are severe, since such arrangements break the linear links and create multiple parents based on the use of gametes, womb, and procreative intent, each of which could be attributed to a different person. However, in practice, what can be seen is that the conditions under which the surrogates perform this labor are often a mix of deployment of existing meanings of family and market at the same time to ensure a successful outcome. The dimension of exploitation is indicative in this work as the location of these women. According to Sama's 2012 study, most women who become surrogates and their spouses were employed in seasonal, irregular, low-paying, insecure, and informal jobs. Women were mostly engaged in informal garment work, factory work, domestic work, cooking, garment stitching, or other home-based work, or were not employed formally outside their household. Their spouses were engaged in work such as driving, cooking, and garment factory work. In the context of the spectrum of body economies, the driving logic of capitalist production, according to Sundar Rajan, page 14, is that of creating surplus health. Note reference 38. Furthermore, health itself gets redefined into becoming something alienable and appropriable, the source of surplus value in a manner analogous to that by which labor became surplus labor under logics of industrial capital. Patients, in this calculus, have no meaning except as potential future consumers of therapy, leading to the imagination of patients as, always already, patients in waiting to our consumers in waiting. Note reference 39. In the case of surrogacy, such logic overlooks health as a shared necessity of both the surrogates and the commissioning parents. On the other hand, this logic also sustains the continuous production and pathologization of infertility. To account for the present situation requires understanding the uniqueness of these forms as well as situating it in its shared characteristics of contractual, insecure, casual labor increasingly prevailing as the general form of labor globally. Thus, we need to better understand the linkages between technological development, innovation, and policy shifts in post-industrial economies on the one end, and multiple articulations of labor, risk, and fragmentation experienced in developing economies by those already part of global value chains through their participation in the workforce in other industries simultaneously.